I used to be out for myself and alone. But that's not who I am anymore.
You're on a different path now.
And I have you guys.
We're family.
Fanboys and Friends presents...
Lord Vader. Dispatch Inquisitors to hunt the rebels.
The Empire's looking everywhere for us.
We can't just run.
We're being pulled out of hyperspace.
It's a Star Destroyer!
No. That is something else.
Lock down the spaceport.
We can't beat that blockade. Not without a better ship.
The Red Blades. They took her. They knew.
The Inquisitors are after these kids because they're like you, Ezra.
This is one of my most advanced designs. And it packs a punch.
If only we had more allies. I know someone.
My name is Rex. Captain, 501st Clone Battalion. Meet Commanders Gregor and Wolf.
Red 5. Ghost Transmissions.
Fighting alongside soldiers isn't what I signed up for.
We are fighting a bigger fight.
My parents! They're out there, and I've got to find them!
We're soldiers. This is what we were born to do.
There are questions. Questions that need answering.
You are a Jedi.
I'm not really a Jedi.
Then be a pirate Jedi.
Still a bounty hunter, I see.
Tell me you don't miss it.
Ezra, your parents, they escaped.
The Empire put a bounty on you.
You gonna try to collect?
What if you forget whose side you're on?
I would never be on their side.
I'm Clan Ren, House Vizsla. I seek justice through single combat.
How do we fight him?
Ezra, we were lucky to survive.
The apprentice of Anakin Skywalker lives.
Skywalker's apprentice could lead us to other lost Jedi.
Your speculation and discussion of all things Star Wars Rebels.
Unexpected, but not unwelcome.
Join the rebellion. Stay rebellious, my friends.
Alright, gang, and welcome to this episode of Red 5 Ghost Transmissions. I am your host, Jason, and as always, back on the Ghost, ready to talk some Rebels. And you know what? I'm not going to be here just babbling all by myself or to Chopper, although Chopper is rather one-note. Here this week, now, our little Minock is gone. Sigh. But...
He's on the search for Skywalker.
Yeah, he's on the search for Skywalker. You know, he's got less than 6 weeks to find him. But here is your friend of mine, Kyle Wagner. Kyle, how you doing?
Doing good. And for this week, and this week only, it is Little Calrissian.
But you know what, Kyle? I don't think either you nor I can pull off the smoothness that is Lando.
There is only one Lando.
Are we making him Highlander status? Is that what we're doing?
Not quite yet, but he's almost there. His next appearance will probably push him over to the top.
Yes, are you listening, Rian Johnson, episode 8? Give us Lando!
We want it, and we want it now, along with our Colt 45s.
Well, the last thing we need is drunks in the theater, so we can kind of leave that out.
They'll be high on the natural.
They'll be high
force.
On the... Well, I'm not going to say midichlorians. It's the wrong kind of show for that.
that might get us kicked off the internet for sure.
Yeah, that might get us really kicked off the internet, so let's just not. All right, well, going into this episode, Brothers of the Broken Horn. Kyle, why don't you take us through what happened and, the reintroduction of our old friend, Hondo Onaka.
Yes, it was a very fun episode, as it always is when we get Hondo involved. And it was a very interesting episode. We kick we just kick right off into things with Ezra and Rex as Ezra's going through last year training. And to say he made some stormtroopers look good would probably be an understatement.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I'm just, when I saw his last year training, my first thought was, you sure you want to stay with these guys? You really qualify for the Empire, kid.
Yeah, I mean, well, remember, he did do some espionage as a junior youth corps member there. So he obviously got some proper training there.
Well, yeah, but that was more espionage work.
True. But as we see very quickly, last training, of course, starts interfering with time for Jedi training.
Right. And still got Papa Rex and Big Brother Kanan arguing with each other.
Yeah, Ezra's going through the typical teenager stuff. Everybody has an idea of what they want him to do instead of actually asking Ezra what he wants to do.
Absolutely.
But then again, really, the truth of the matter is then the real ruler of the roost announces that everybody needs to meet. So guess what? Hera needs us. You both lose.
Right. Now, I will say with the hologram of Commander Sato, by the way, I just quickly want to say, I don't know who the voice actor is of Commander Sato, but one thing that disappointed me a bit was they did not cast Sulu.
That could have been fun.
I thought that would have been really fun. On two reasons. One, Sulu's voice is like Billy Dee Williams, Sulu's voice just drips gold. Yes, I said that on a Star Wars podcast. and the other, Kyle, I just want more Star Trek in Star Wars. You know why? So we can hear William Shatner's head explode.
Now that JJ basically owns both franchises.
Pretty much.
But getting back to the episode.
I just had to quickly add that.
Oh, no, absolutely. Getting back to the episode, we have a mission for our rebels. We got some people who decide to go live out in some kind of Hoth country without the proper supplies, and they're running out of power.
Is that feeling to you, Kyle, a little too real world-ish?
It makes sense. I mean, it's nice to know that.
Well, it makes sense because in a way it feels like a way to write everybody else out and just have this be an Ezra ep.
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, how they actually handled it, I think, was very cool. Because here they are, they're all gay. Ezra's like, oh, thank God, a mission. Oh, no, guess what, Ezra? You didn't do what Mom told you to do.
Right.
You didn't
search the place. And, of course, just to make it even worse, Mom has to hook Ezra up with Chopper.
Well, you know, Chopper's smart little droid mouth got him in trouble
again. A little bit later, I want to talk about his one moment where I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Chopper quoted Scarface with a "say hello to my little friend."
It definitely had that vibe.
It did. I'm just, Chopper, you know, it felt so much like Scarface to me that I could see the little white powder under Chopper's nose.
I know,
I just had to go there. Again, You just had to go there. It was odd, it was weird, it was like, did he really just do that?
It's Chopper, of course he did that.
We'll talk about that when we get there. Let's continue.
So, we definitely know, as we're kicking off quickly into this, this is going to be a very Ezra-centric episode. Yep. And you can definitely see where he's feeling conflicted about what's going on. At first, in this early part, they're just kind of laying it out. He's just getting tired of being put in a tug of war between Kanan and Rex.
Right.
That's kind of what it's feeling like.
You got that sense last week.
Yeah, and but even more so at the beginning with what happened at the beginning of this episode. So, you know, the crew goes off to go find these needed power generators, and Ezra and Chopper are left behind to clean the ghost. And of course, during this quick, brief moment, we kind of have a little bit of teen angsty Ezra as he's just complaining about his lot in life right now.
Sounding like a very fussy British butler.
Along those lines.
Very much so. Although I can't see 3PO with Ezra's hair.
No. Only one person can have Ezra's hair, and that's Ezra.
Yeah. At least it's not. Hey, at least his hair isn't the Dennis Rodman Sabine's armor.
Very, very, very true.
It's like, Sabine, I love you, but could you please go back to the BA armor of your people?
Hopefully they're going to get back.
I know if Matt were here right now, he'd be hating me.
There would be head shaking
going on. There would. He'd be hating me right now.
But, you know, he chose to go look for Skywalker. Yeah, so.
Well, we've got a little film coming out, and he's got a very important job to do.
Yeah, well, you know, it's more important than Where's Waldo. Yeah.
That's for sure. I think we're still looking for Waldo, and about half of us are like, who cares? The problem with trying to find Waldo is if everyone is wearing the same thing in the room, you're screwed.
Yeah, you know, and I was honestly, I was always more interested in finding Carmen Sandiego myself, but
I think everybody was. It's like trying to find Erica Estrada. Everybody was.
Ah, good old Punch.
Yeah, I know, right?
But we're digressing. So, Ezra, as in the midst of his teen angst moment, they receive a distress call on the ghost. Yep. And it turns out it's an old friend.
Very old.
So, very
old. So old that his weak way chin horns are sagging.
Well, but it's not quite that old friend that we thought it was going to be, at least that Ezra thought it was going to be initially. But as Ezra uses teen logic to say, hey, I can take the Phantom and we'll go out, we're going to save people. It's what Kanan would want us to do. You know, the typical teen logic to say, you know, I really shouldn't be doing this, but hey, I can logically explain it. And what I want to know is, when did Ezra get his pilot's license?
Well, what I want to know and what I've been asking all this time is, when did Ezra decide that he can take charge of everything?
Well, that seemed to be kind of coming since quote-unquote episode one of the season, if you're going to go by how they're technically naming it in the episode, right. Guys.
I'm just going by old Clone Wars number logic.
Yeah, well, there was logic to those?
Maybe not to the order. Again, Matt would be head-shaking right now.
Yes, this is true. We love you, Matt.
We love you, Matt. Come on back.
So Ezra goes out to where the distress signal is. Really, surprisingly, with Chopper being kind of the voice of reason saying, is this a real good idea? Who would have ever thought we would have heard seen that?
Yeah, that's a surprise.
You know, it's a very scary proposition, but...
Yeah, because you know what, Filoni, I know you listen and file this under your big hat claws. Do not, I repeat, do not take us down a road of what does Chopper really think. Because that's a very dangerous road to go.
Oh, without a doubt. We don't want to touch that road with a 10-foot pole, but again, as we arrive on this ship of distress, it's a very empty ship. There doesn't seem to be anybody around, and I'm like, You know, shouldn't we be getting some feels from last week in the last derelict thing you were in?
Right, right. Shouldn't there be some exterminate?
Something right, along those lines. Which leads us to Ezra coming to the cockpit, and we find our old friend.
Hondo Onaka.
Continuing the theme of this season of connections to the Clone Wars.
Yes, and you know what? I'm sorry. I will say, Kyle, you weren't with us at the time, but I was making the case with Matt that, you know, Filoni can say it's not all he wants. Fine. But I'll be damned if this isn't a kind of a pseudo sequel series to Clone Wars. I mean, I'm sorry. Giving away Ahsoka as Fulcrum was your first big, huge step to establishing that.
Oh, I agree. And I mean, I thought season one was so great because of its ties into the original trilogy, and it felt like we were moving forward. And it's the one thing that's kind of got me taking a small step back this season is like, we're getting so tied into the Clone Wars stuff now. It's like I almost feel like we're taking a little bit of a step backwards here.
Like I said, when we were talking about Always Two, there are. This is kind of a best of both worlds situation. Pardon the Star Trek title pun.
It fits.
It does. Okay, Trekkies, that's two I stole from you. Deal with it. But, you kind of got, you know, the best of both. I mean, you got, you know, Rebels being its own show, and you got a continuation of Clone Wars.
Yeah, you're tying the universes in together, and I will say this. If you're going to have any character who screams as a crossover character between the shows, Hondo is it.
Yeah, he does. I say, I would rather have I would rather have Hondo be more of a regular staple than less Visago. I don't mind Visago, but I've not been really feeling Visago the same way.
Well, yeah. The difference is when you get Hondo, you're going to get fun. You're going to get double crossing, double dealing, lying, talking out of both sides of his mouth with that one little sliver of pirate honor in there. And you're going to have a blast.
And Visago, at least so far, now it could change. Don't get me wrong. I'm more than willing to change. It could change. But Visago, to me, just feels like a simple, almost one note.
No, he does. He feels like, okay, this is the dirty smuggler, dirty black market guy we're dealing with.
This
and
is
that's
the
all
guy
it is.
That didn't make the dirty dozen cut list.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, he doesn't have what you call an exciting personality. And I mean, you know, from the get-go, going back to Clone Wars, the minute Hondo was introduced, you just knew, okay, this guy's just not
right.
Right,
yeah, you knew this guy had, my first take of Hondo, if I can share, Kyle.
Absolutely.
My first take of Hondo was that, okay, was this guy hanging out with Cheech and Chong a little too much?
That's kind of, you could, for the older audience, you could definitely get that feel from
definitely.
It.
Definitely. And I will emphasize, kids listening to the show, Cheech and Chong was not something any of you should know.
Now, you should be 18 or older before you take on the adventures of Mr. Cheech and Mr. Chong.
And go talk to your parents and find out the difference between medicinal and recreational. That's all I'm going to add.
Oh, God, the parents' rights groups are going to be all over
this
soon.
Oh, God, the parents' rights groups are like, what are you doing?
We're going to get that crazy, insane mom after us here shortly.
Oh, yes, well, that's all right. Anyway, go on. I just had to add that disclaimer. Okay, I had to add.
So, of course, Ezra, not sure what's going on, introduced himself as the suave debonair Lando Calrissian.
In itself is a bit of a stretch.
Well, that's a very large
stretch.
But you know what? It actually fits because given the history of the Rebels with Lando, it's a nice little slap in the face to Lando.
Well, I gotta say, Ezra, kudos for telling more than a little white lie.
That was a bad pun. Yes, that's true.
You didn't call me on it. That was a bad pun.
Well, you know, when Lando is involved, you kind of overlook things.
Yes, you just crack open a Colt 45 and forget about it.
Exactly.
Again, kids, no.
We're going to get moved into a different category on the podcast distribution.
I'm sure, yeah, very different. Whenever Billy D comes in the conversation...
Billy D.
Well, Kyle, it's almost like whenever Auntie Carrie talks, you're like, kids, get out the Leia button earmuffs.
Yep. There you go. Earmuffs.
Yes, I'm surprised our Disney brothers haven't tried to silence Carrie's normal behavior.
No, at this point, I think they realize that any of them, they can't really control.
Either that or they're of the age that they're like, this is Debbie Reynolds' daughter. We don't stand a chance.
Exactly. But getting back on track before we get into trouble.
All right, yes, of course.
I'm not that far from Disney. They can come hunt me down.
Yeah. And you know, Indiana's just a ways up from Florida, so.
Exactly. I am within targeting reach, so.
And I know too much. I have probably mouse scopes on my back right now.
What is that droid in the corner of the room over there?
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Disney, we love you. Come on.
So, Hondo basically, we find out Hondo has, of course, won the ship in a game of chance.
Right. Yeah, won the ship. Yeah, sure.
And the droids and everything else. And, you know, and of course, the immediate Hondo sweet talk you. Hondo's got to sweet talk you and work his angle on you. And that's kind of one of the things I really liked with how they dealt with Ezra in this episode was they kind of took him back to his roots of what he was before he joined the team. And he was basically a young pirate in training.
Yep, true.
Living on his own, living by his wits, doing whatever he needed to do to survive.
True, very true.
And so we see him use some of those skills to pickpocket the droid control from Ezra, which then he turned around and gives right to Chopper, which I don't know if that was necessarily a wise decision.
No, it wasn't.
Again, the faith in Chopper in this episode was very scary.
Very. I'm like, guys, I know we're somewhat divorced from Halloween, but are you trying to remind us with Chopper? you're succeeding.
Exactly. So Ezra works out a deal with Hondo because Hondo has a bargain, has, of course, a sale to commence, and Ezra finds out it's the generators he's looking for. He works out a deal with Hondo about the same time they hit an Empire checkpoint, which leads to scrambling. A little help from Chopper, they get the hyperdrive activated, and our boys are gone.
Right.
So they head for the deal, and you kind of hit a point here where Ezra's talking with Hondo about being a pirate and things like that, and Ezra says a line it does beat being chased by Inquisitors.
True.
Which I thought was a real great placement of that line to really kind of put you in the exact mindset that Ezra's at right now. You realize it's not just being in this tug of war between Rex and Kanan that's driving him nuts. He's scared.
Yeah, he's scared, all right.
I mean, he's like, why? My life has become so much more complicated. I just want it to be simple again.
He doesn't quite have that Yoda teaching.
Well, you know. we go from Old Man Logan to Kanan. That's always an interesting training montage.
Oh, Old Man Rex.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids. You know, Kyle and I are comic heads. We're calling it Old Man Rex. Because yes. Darn it, Marvel, we want a Marvel Old Man Rex comic book. Where he and Ahsoka team up and talk about how full of it the Jedi Order once was.
While they're sitting in Mos Eisley, downing some quality drinks.
Yes, give me that comic and not the one of Ventress and Asajj being a Thelma Louise of Star Wars.
I know.
I just had to go there.
It's good Matt's not here for this episode.
Yeah, man, good luck with that Skywalker search, man. All right. Back to the episode.
So we get to our deal, and yet it's another old friend that we've had some dealings with that really isn't quite happy wouldn't be quite happy to realize who has joined Hondo in this deal. Of course, he has to take his pot shots at Hondo and Hondo's old relic status.
Yeah, well, and also, can I call out that I love the line after that? Hondo's like, now, let's leave your wife out of this.
Typical great Hondo line. That typical sums up Hondo completely.
Yes, it does. And I'm just like thinking, after that line, I'm thinking, okay, Filoni, please don't bring S. Morrigan's wife into the show.
Oh, God. Please, no.
Somehow I'm thinking the S. Morrigan version of Mama the Hutt.
Oh, God.
I know, right?
I didn't even need that image in my head. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, sir. Now that I'm sad, I'm sure Filoni's just going to put it in the screw with us.
He's sitting back there having a laugh, saying, I'm driving them all crazy.
You know JJ's doing that with all the Episode 7 stuff at this moment.
Oh, yeah, him and Filoni are... I have this image of him and Filoni just kicking back in the Lucasfilm headquarters, each with a brandy or something like that, just having a good laugh at all of our expenses at the moment.
Chat boards. Going, these guys are hilarious.
Oh goodness.
Well, you know, when you have all the expensive toys, you might as well have fun with
them. Hey, when you have the toys and you have the power, we're all just a bunch of little Minox.
Yes. Some of us just look less little than others. It's fine.
Yeah. So, as with any Hondo deal, it never goes quite as planned.
Well, it's Hondo. You can't have a deal go right with Hondo.
Ezra's identity gets revealed, and the shootout is on.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's one of the better lines when it's pointed out, that's not Lando Calrissian. And when Hondo says, you lied to me. I like you even more.
Another great Hondo line.
So Hondo and Ezra are pinned down in a crossfire at this point. When all of a sudden we realize, wait a minute, I should have 5 generators. Where's the other generator? The droid has it.
And then we get probably the most wonderful moment from Chopper.
And I'm going to let you explain this, David, because I know you've been dying to since we started this episode.
Yes. Okay, Filoni, I can kiss your hat right about now. You put in, very subtly and very well, probably one of the best cinematic moments in film history, aside from Star Wars, of course, poor Chopper. We got a moment where he picks up 2 blasters with his little mechanical arms and says, in very Chopper-esque, a Scarface moment where I swear I could hear him say, or maybe I just wanted to hear him say hello to my little friend.
And I must say, too, we learned that Chopper is the best shot of anybody on the show.
Yes, he is. I'm like, where was Chopper to cheat some of those Imperial Stormtroopers?
Why isn't Chopper teaching blaster practice?
I'm just saying.
So Chopper saves the day. The chaos really ensues. Hondo manages to get the treasure, but he's about to be spaced.
Yes, and here is where I will push back and say the third best Honda line ever. I'm rich! I'm dead!
Whoever writes the dialogue for Hondo needs to be given an Emmy.
Well, and also, it's not just the dialogue, because you can write great dialogue. It's got to be given up to Jim Cummings, because if Jim Cummings hadn't come back as Hondo, this episode would not be as great as it is.
Oh. Jim Cummings is a god, but that's... something we all already know.
Jim's voice, if I can encapsulate Jim's voice right now, okay? Jim's voice is like a golden goose egg wrapped up in bacon that's been wrapped up in butter and deep fried.
With whipped cream and a chocolate topping on top covering.
Yes! As weird as that combination may sound, that's how good Jim Cummings' voice is.
The man is a voice acting genius.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, without him doing anybody... we're at the point anybody else is doing Hondo's voice would be wrong.
Well, it wouldn't be the same, I'll tell you that much.
Cummings, he nails it, but the tones he uses on the voice, everything, I mean... It's just, I am sure whenever he is around and recording, if any of the other voice actors are around, they just sit there and take in the clip.
Yes, yes. Well, Kyle, I said the same praise about Ahsoka's voice. I'm like, Ahsoka without Ashley just isn't Ahsoka.
Oh, I agree, but it's so funny to go back and watch those early wars and watch even the later Clone Wars and now with Rebels, how much... Ashley has evolved.
Yeah, she has. Over that. Yeah, very much so.
So our boy, as Hondo is about to get space, Ezra being Ezra, does what he does, and he saves Hondo with a little help from the Force.
Oh, yes.
Of course, Hondo realizes exactly what happened the minute it happens.
Yep.
I like you even more now, boy.
Well, you can't slip anything by Hondo.
Oh, Hondo is the idiot savant. It's all an act. We all know Hondo is a genius.
Unless it's that circus episode he threw a big party and in that case he's not an idiot savant. He does have his idiot moments.
Well, you know, who can say no to a circus? As long as there's no clowns, we're good.
Well, there could be clowns, just keep them away from Stephen King.
It's very true. So the boys get back to the ship, and Ezra does a little exploring, and he discovers Hondo didn't quite win the ship fair and square.
No, really? Was that the big twist?
Shocker!
I know, right? I'm like that. That's ranks right up there with Hollywood's worst kept secret: the Big Three returning to Star Wars.
Well, now I gotta give Ezra some credit though. Ezra was the little businessman in this episode.
Yeah, he was.
He was working deals and angles with everybody.
Actually, he's kind of been that kind of level-headed since the season started. I mean, he basically talks Kanan down when, Kanan went off on the whole their clones racket.
This is true. I mean, so it's definitely growth for Ezra. I mean, it still feels little bit out of character.
Just a bit, but there has been an extraordinary amount of growth on Ezra's part.
Well, and what I liked with this episode, too, is that this episode felt, that growth felt more natural.
Yeah, it did. Where you know, some of it early on felt a little forced, pun intended.
Yeah. So it was definitely more natural growth. So, of course, things go 18 different ways of sideways.
Of course.
Hondo gets away with the treasure and the generators. Ezra is yet again ejected out of into an escape pod.
Yep.
And then, once again, we find out, at least in this episode, Chopper's a genius. What do you mean you know where Hondo is?
Can you say that again?
I'm afraid to, because I'm afraid the world's going to crack, but in this episode, Chopper was a genius.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to point out that those words are the most bizarre thing since the dawning of a Kardashian.
That fits.
It does. It's right up there. I hate to rip an example right out of the headlines, but they're right up there.
But, you know, this whole thing where, you know, Ezra basically makes it almost like he's going to talk himself. He almost talks himself into joining Hondo's crew. Even Chopper's like, did you just join it? Basically ask, you know, it's like, did you just join his crew? No, I'm not leaving the guys. But, you know, just the conflict in Ezra and what he goes through to get it resolved in this episode. Again, it was very solid storytelling.
Yeah, it was.
In this episode.
It really was. I was very impressed.
But again, we go back to, what do you mean you know where Hondo's going to be? And sure enough, as they arrive to the ghost, and there's Hondo telling the story of his and Ezra's heroic bravery.
Now, Kyle, I gotta point out, why do I get the feeling this is all too familiar to Rex?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one of those things to where it's like, you know, Rex is probably going in the back of his head like, yeah, I've heard this all before, but I'm just not going to say anything quite yet.
Right, right. I was expecting that moment where Rex is like calling Hondo on his BS.
Exactly.
My only disappointment with the episode was we didn't get that. We didn't get Rex kind of calling out Hondo. I want that before the season or series is over.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that was kind of the one thing that kind of, they'd get a little lost in the shuffle. Maybe it was almost, you know, a no prize, classic no prize there or something like that. Not realizing, it's like, wait a minute, you know, realize Rex is going to know Hondo.
Well, yeah, but still, it would have been funny to us, those that actually watched Clone Wars.
Oh, exactly. But, of course, Ezra comes up, and we basically catches Hondo mid-lie, and everything, Hondo worms his way out of it yet again.
Yeah.
And, of course, the reason why Chopper knew where Hondo was is because he had set the autopilot.
Well, yes.
Which, we got to give Chopper credit. That's a genius move.
Right.
I'm like, wow, Chopper had character growth in this week's episode.
yeah, as weird as that is to say, Chopper had character growth. Okay, I will just say the bar has been set by Chopper. I want to see BB-8 come in and roll right over it.
Oh, I think BB-8 is going to have some very interesting moments when we finally see that crazy little droid.
More than the cute kitten he's been since Celebration.
I think so. I think we're going to see some other sides of BB-8, because you name me one popular mainstream Star Wars astro droid that doesn't have a bit of an attitude.
You mean besides R2?
Besides R2 and besides Chopper.
That's just too easy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All of our mainstream popular astro droids all have that streak of attitude in it. I am sure BB is going to have one himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to say PZ in the droid category because, well, I'm sorry. It looks like they just threw a giraffe neck on 3PO.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Painted them a different color. I'm just like, what? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking for 3PO's replacement eventually. I don't know.
Well, I'm still kind of wondering what's up with the red arm, too.
I think it's great. It's like the, you know, when you drive your car and you got the dented fender.
Yeah, or, you know, it's just off paint, or you've got the car where they've got the panel that's been fixed, but it doesn't match the color on the rest of the car.
Exactly. And yeah, maybe 3PO, yeah, you got in a little accident, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know. But the episode wraps up. We have a nice moment with Ezra and Kanan, and it seems like everything that's happened has kind of brought Ezra to some peace in the direction he knows he's got to go now. So, again, it was an incredibly fun episode. Real great character development. You know, we're continuing our theme of tying into the Clone Wars this season. We're moving forward. I know that the little Minock is incredibly excited for next week's episode. Oh, yes.
Well, I am too. I mean, you got not just Hera and B-Wing, but you also got a calamari named McQuarrie.
So, next week's episode is going to be something special.
I wonder if that calamari's first name is Ralph.
Or... Yeah, that you're scaring me now, David.
Why? Why?
I just Ralph calamari named Ralph just doesn't feel right.
Oh, I see. Well, that's why they went with McQuarrie. McQuarrie sounds a bit more. Oh, I don't know, fish-ish.
Something. It sounds like something you could order off your local seafood menu.
Oh. Well, and with that, let's just say we've reached the end of this transmission, Red 5 Ghost Transmissions. Kyle, as always, thanks for joining me, and hopefully next time we'll have the little Minock with us again.
Oh, I don't think a thundering herd of Bantha could keep him away from next week's episode.
In translation, work.
Yeah, exactly. Or either that, or he's going to have a major clue in the hunt for Skywalker.
Yes. Well, yes. I'm sorry, I broke character in reality there, but yes.
You can't. You broke the fourth wall. Damn you!
Yes, I have my Deadpool moment. Fine, yada yada.
But no. Next week's episode, I think, is going to be something special, and it could end up being one of the top episodes of the show so far.
I still rank that as always two there are.
Yeah.
Because that was a pretty, I mean, look, I was also a huge Buffy fan, so any excuse to have Sarah Michelle back in the show.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. I'm looking at my DVD collection now, and right dead center is all the seasons of Buffy and all the seasons of Angel.
Now what's great, right, in our private viewing, Buffy's canon.
Exactly.
We make Buffy canon, and it's perfectly acceptable.
Oh. What I do think is, do you think kind of this first half of the season is going to be mostly these individual character developments, and we're really going to hit the meat of the story when we kind of hit that second half of the season?
Well, they break after the next episode, so.
Yeah, you know how long this quote-unquote holiday break is? Is it through the rest of the year?
I would certainly hope not. I would say this. I think that they'll break and come back after Thanksgiving, throw a little more, and then break to the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think I could see a break, have two or three episodes, with the last episode being the week before. I can't see where they wouldn't have a new episode Force Awakens week.
Right. Well, I would understand if they don't, because everyone's going to be at the theater and a little busy.
Yeah, except with the airing on Wednesdays, I think we're okay there. But yeah, we're going to have, I can't see them going without at least a couple new episodes before Force Awakens comes out.
Well, but you know what
out.
I mean, though. There,
yeah.
I mean, we live in an era where you don't necessarily have to line wait, but you know people are going to, just because some of them are that hardcore.
Well, I mean, outside of some major theaters, I can't see people line. I mean, we're looking at the following day as the getting in line. And so I am doing the marathon and going to experience that whole craziness.
Yeah.
So, but no, I mean, I can't see where we have the break now and don't have at least two or three more episodes between now and Force Awakens.
Well, who knows? I know who knows. They know.
And they ain't telling.
All right, well, gang, we will be back next time talking, the Hera episode. Kyle, do we have a title?
Not that I have seen yet. But, you know, they kind of keep that under wraps until, like, the day before.
Yeah, I kind of like the secrecy. It's a little more, makes everything a tad more special. But no, we will be back next time, gang. And until then, stay rebellious, my friends.
Always.
Thanks for listening to Red 5 Ghost Transmissions.
Things are getting worse just as they did back when I was your age. But back then, there were 10,000 Jedi Knights protecting the galaxy. Now,
there's just you and me.
Star Wars and Star Wars Rebels are trademarks of Lucasfilm. Uh-huh.
We rob from the Empire, give to the needy. A noble cause.
Yeah.
I'm on my mark.
And Lucasfilm Animation, respectively.
Gotcha.
Mission accomplished.
Lucasfilm and Lucasfilm Animation are subsidiaries of the Walt Disney Company.
Lord Vader.
Yes, Master.
The rebels in the Lothal system. Hunt them down.
As you wish.
All rights reserved.
Fighter, coming in at Mark 3.
We've lost Phoenix 1 and 2.
We will squeeze Lothal until someone reveals the whereabouts of these traitors.
For the good of Lothal, we have to leave.
All right, if I tag along?
The more the merrier.
Fighting alongside soldiers isn't what I signed up for.
We are fighting a bigger fight. We can't just run.
Ezra, we were lucky to survive.
This podcast is not sponsored or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiary, Lucasfilm.
Fear. The anger. The hate. I haven't sensed a presence like that since...
The Clone Wars.
My name is Rex. Captain. 501st Clone Battalion. I fought with Commander Tano during the Clone Wars. And a friend of hers is a friend of mine.
Everyone, hang on!
Star Wars and Star Wars Rebels are trademarks of Lucasfilm and Lucasfilm Animation, respectively.
Good news, we are off on
this podcast
adventure.
Is not sponsored or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiary Lucasfilm.
Rex, keep those ties off our back.
Working on it.
Surrender or be destroyed. I hope you brought a better class of soldier than the stormtroopers.
They'll all be coming now.
This podcast, Red 5 Ghost Transmissions, is meant for information and entertainment purposes only.
I'm not afraid.
That's what worries me.
Your master has deceived you. into believing you can become a Jedi.